A warm welcome, everyone, to a new interview on Small Caps Investment Research. We're very pleased to have Mr. Walter Johnson, the Chairman and CEO of Acme United Corporation, with us today to give us an update on his company. Acme United is a worldwide supplier of cutting devices, measuring instruments, and first aid products for school, home, office, industrial, and hardware use. Acme United is listed on the New York Stock Exchange market with ticker symbol ACU. Walter, it's a pleasure to have you with us. Welcome.
Thank you.
While Acme United sales were on track for another record year, earnings were somewhat soft in the second and third quarter of 2017. This was mainly due to the transition from sales to brick and mortar stores to online. Would you first of all remind us when you started noticing this trend and how this has impacted the company?
We started to notice a delay in sales in the second quarter. And part of that sales shortfall was because the online sales are now a bigger piece of our overall business, and consumers shop for their back-to-school items in the U.S. in June, July, and August, mostly August. And so the timing was shifted to the third quarter from the second. But it was more than that. We were unable to forecast very carefully what the demand would be, and while we had a record online back-to-school, it was less than we expected. So the earnings were softer in the second and the third quarter than we originally expected.
And what were the main issues that resulted in higher costs in the previous quarters, and how did you tackle them?
Well, the primary problem with higher costs were in our warehouse, and that was because online sales have increased over 100% a year for us for the last 3 years. But this year, it was enough that when the orders were bunched together at one time in a very tight area, which would have been July and August, our warehouse had to run overtime. It had to run weekends. We needed extra temporary workers. We had a lot more smaller packages that had to be shipped within a two-day window, all of which we accomplished, but with a lot more cost than in the previous years. So we're working on things now to address that. And some examples, we're moving the faster-moving items closer to the pick line so that the workers don't have to walk as far to get the items. We're improving the dimensions of the boxes so that when we pick items, they're more closely matched to the box size. We've standardized on 13 different box sizes. We're now able to ship more condensed boxes out, and that reduces freight, it reduces shipping air, all of which is expensive. So we've also put in software to allow us to, when we go to multiple locations in the warehouse, plan it so that the warehouse operator knows where to go, can pick up multiple items in the single trip, and that makes it more efficient. So these are things that are paying benefits, and we're addressing some of those cost issues.
Okay, that's good to know. And what are some of Acme United's best-selling products online?
Well, in first aid, it's a personal first aid kit, and we've sold hundreds of thousands of these this year at places like Amazon, also at Home Depot. In the Westcott area, we're selling quite a lot of titanium scissors, higher-end scissors, at prices that are attractive to the consumers, but have very good margins for us. But there's a long runway to grow, and we can do that by expanding the product families from a narrow grouping to a much broader representation of our product lines. And so that's what we're working on at the moment.
Obviously, it's hard to forecast, but do you think that the trend of significantly rising online sales will continue in the next year?
That's a very good question. Our online sales are growing over 100% a year. And this year, with just one of those customers, it could exceed $14 million, which would be about a little over 10% of our annual sales. Do we see it growing another $10 million next year? That's hard to forecast. And I think what I prefer to do is be surprised and not forecast it. But obviously, we've got a plan for it for our internal operations.
Now, we conducted our previous interview some time after the acquisition of Spill Magic. Has the brand since performed the way you anticipated that it would?
Actually, Spill Magic has been a very, very successful acquisition for us. We're delighted with the purchase. We've won additional customers. We've brought on new distributors. We are in the process of putting the product family online now. Our European business has started to sell the Spill Magic line under the label Easy Absorb. And so we're excited. We've also been able to develop blood and vomit kits, and we're placing those into stores as we speak. So in the event that somebody is sick at a store, we've now got a kit to help the employees at the store clean it up safely.
Okay, that's good information. Now, another notable acquisition this year was the purchase of the First Aid Only manufacturing and distribution center in Vancouver, Washington. What were the terms, and do you expect to generate savings from this purchase?
Well, the purchase was an unusual purchase. When we acquired First Aid Only in 2014, one of the things we did was negotiate an option on the building, which First Aid Only was using. And that option was for $4 million. The market has heated up quite substantially. Perhaps even the option price was attractive when we acquired the company. But in any case, today's appraisal of the facility is somewhere between $6.25 million and $6.5 million. And we paid $4 million. So that's at least a third discount. From an operating perspective, we're paying over $400,000 a year in rent. And now with the acquisition, we're paying interest of about $150,000. And the difference is the savings on a cash basis. So it's accretive. I'm delighted because as a shareholder, we've picked up at least $2 to $2.5 million of additional unrealized equity in the building, and we've cut our expenses in half, and it's an accretive deal.
Terrific. Talking about First Aid Only, the brand recently launched an app for both Apple and Android. Can you describe this app for us and explain the benefits for its users?
Yeah, the app is a replenishment app, so that when somebody is using our first aid kits and the items are consumed, they are then scanned by either an Android or an iPhone. That goes to the central supply where it's aggregated within the corporation, for example, McDonald's corporate. Then when they hit minimum order sizes, the orders are placed and the products are automatically sent to the location that used them for replacing them in the first aid kits. So as long as that cycle continues, the first aid kits are in full compliance with all the regulatory issues for OSHA and ANSI in the U.S. Or Health Canada in Canada. But more importantly, the employees are ensured that if should there be an accident, they've got a properly equipped first aid kit. We don't direct where those refills are purchased, so that if a distributor is the normal source for supplying a facility, then they would place the orders there. Of course, they could do it with ourselves, or they could connect it with Amazon or whoever else. In the end, what we care about is supplying those refills, however they are ordered.
Let's take a look at what's ahead. In the third quarter conference call, you mentioned that you already had secured quite a lot of new orders for 2018. Can you give some color on that?
Yeah, although this is not an exhaustive list, we're putting new paper trimmers into one of the large U.S. superstores. We're bringing in pencil sharpeners that we lost this year at a mass market retailer, and we just gained new pencil sharpener distribution at another large mass market retailer. Knives, they're going into one of the major chains in the U.S., which will be multi-million dollars in sales. We've gained first aid in two very large industrial distributors that will impact our growth favorably. Plus, we're gaining with both Spill Magic and DMT. So when we're looking at 6 to 8 million of new business, that is something that we can see. Of course, the timing of things changes during the year, and the customers are dynamic, so what we see today may change, but that's what we're currently envisioning.
Okay, good to know. Now, well, that is obviously a great outlook for the business in the United States, but how do you feel about Canada and Europe in 2018?
Well, Europe is doing very, very well, and it's growing not only with gains in the office products channel, but also with its online business. And as an example, Amazon is now its biggest European customer, and it's growing. We're also adding DMT and Spill Magic new products, as well as increasing the distribution of Camillus and Cooter knives. So you combine that all together, and Europe's business has a lot of momentum, and we see that continuing. In Canada, it's a much smaller market. We have a very dominant share in the office channel, so that's not moving very quickly. And the Cuda and Camillus knives are gaining market share and contributing to growth. But we're looking for Canada to have a very good year, but not to have growth that meaningfully impacts the company.
Now, rounding it all up, Walter, 2017 was Acme United's 150th year in existence. What can we expect from year 151?
Well, I think it's a very exciting time for Acme. First, we've got an incredible array of new products. We're gaining new market shares. We've acquired in the past 2 years DMT and Spill Magic. Our online business, at over 100% a year growth, is changing how we operate. We're putting in new software. We're training our people. We're doing a lot of work with content and search, all things that would be inconceivable even 15 years ago. So as we're looking at 2018, and yes, it's the 151st anniversary of Acme, it's also a very exciting year. It's almost the beginning of a new company. So I'm thrilled with it. We'll be giving formal guidance around February of 2018 for the year, but we're looking very, very confidently into the future.
Well, thank you, Walter. It's been a pleasure speaking with you, and we appreciate your time and insight. All the best to you and Acme United, and I look forward to speaking with you again soon.
Thank you.